Patriots.
Amendola pulls it in. Touchdown.
Eagles.
One explores the near right. Stiff arm. He's in. Standing up. Touchdown.
Super Bowl 52. Hear it February 4th on Extra Sports 1300.
Drive Time Sports here on Extra Sports 1300. The Colorado College Tigers went to Kalamazoo, played a couple of OT games against Western Michigan, coming out on top 6-5 on Saturday. Now they're back home to take on Miami. That will be Friday and Saturday, 7:30 Friday, 4 p.m. Saturday. More details on what's going on Saturday in just a moment. But right now we want to welcome onto the program the head coach of the Tigers, Mike Haviland. And Mike, when we had spoken last, before you went to Western Michigan, the number one thing you said, you wanted to see the compete level. You wanted to see your guys compete. Did you see that this weekend?
Absolutely, we did. You're cutting in and out there,
oh, sorry.
Ryan. But I did hear you say about the compete. Yeah, absolutely. We competed for, you know, all six periods, and you know, it was a hard fought weekend. I thought the pace was great for both teams, and you had a battle for every inch of ice out there. And you know, we got a lot of guys injured right now, but certainly the guys stepped up. And Friday night was unfortunate. They tied us late. And then, you know, they went in overtime, and then we come back and do, you know, they tie us again late on Saturday, and then, you know, but we get to win. But I was really happy the way we played and competed, you know, the entire weekend.
Look, and with Alex, I'm sure you don't want to see him facing quite as many shots as he did this weekend, but in the face of that, it seemed like he individually had a big bounce back weekend.
Well, he did. I thought he played really well. I think he made some really big saves Saturday, both nights, but Saturday night, you know, the first period wasn't the period we wanted, and they came out strong, and they get three by us, and, you know, I think Alex really shut the door, you know, down the stretch. They scored two more power play goals, you know, but 5-on-5, he made some saves in critical times on that Saturday game to, you know, instead of it going to 4-1, or 4-2 when we tried to climb back into the game, which we did, he made some great saves, and that's when you need your goaltender, and he certainly had a good weekend.
After the first period on Saturday, it seemed like you guys, obviously you took advantage of some power plays, but it did appear that there was a much higher level of play in that second period on Saturday. What was said there in the locker room? What adjustments did you make that saw your guys come out and score four of the next five goals?
Well, I don't think there was a lot said, to be honest with you. Mason had a lot to say, you know, before I got in there, and then I had a lot to say, and a little bit of a challenging of the guys and to pick up our compete level and our urgency and not just kind of lay over here and let them take over the game here. And, you know, we talked about having 40 minutes left in the game, and we had a chip away, and our power play from the night before wasn't as great, you know, and then all of a sudden it gets us two goals and gets us going and gets us momentum. But there was a lot said in the room, you know, not only by me, but by other players, and I could hear them. And certainly, you know, it worked, and we played very well, you know, for that 40 minutes and into overtime.
Well, and you say Mason being one of the captains, he, you know, takes it upon himself to say some things when it's needed, but it's nice also, I guess that's what a captain is, right? He says something in the dressing room, and then he comes out, and he's leading the charge. He gets that second power play goal, ends up assisting on Nick's winner late. So that's what you like to see, is a guy that can talk and then back it up, and which Mason has been doing all season.
Well, that's what you want. I mean, and he's really emerged into a real good leader. I mean, he's your hardest. One of the hardest working guys we got, and when your leader is that hard of a worker, good things are going to happen to your hockey team. So, like you said, he came in, he said what he needed to say, but he also went out and backed it up. And you know, when you see that, that's a great sign that you know that, you know, he's progressing, but also the team is in good hands in that room.
And I mentioned Nick Halloran's winner. Have you seen I know some guys are just kind of born with this, and others maybe they work into it. Have you seen a transformation with Nick where it's not that he gets the puck and want, now he wants the puck more, or was that always there with him?
Well, I think his confidence level is way up from last year to this year, and that's now he wants the puck. I think last year he was, you know, he got off to a good start, and then he was trying to kind of find his way there, like a lot of freshmen do. But you know, you saw those bits and glimpses last year of him wanting the puck and getting it and making things happen. And this year he just came in and he does it all the time, and he's done it from the start. And you know, he wants the puck. He wants to be on the ice, and he wants to be in those critical situations where, you know, that's a great sign for us and for years to come here.
Miami coming up this weekend, visiting with the head coach of the CC Tigers, Mike Haviland. So as you look at how things are kind of shaping up, I know the most important thing is you want to be playing well going into the tournament, but you look at if you're going to make some hay here as we enter the stretch run and maybe get up towards Duluth and North Dakota there in the middle of the pack, can't really afford to lose too many points to a team like Miami. Do you go into – you always go in expecting to win and wanting to win, but is it more necessary to get wins both of these nights this weekend?
Well, it's a huge weekend. I think you're looking at it, and you know, you can't look at anybody as there's no easy nights in this conference. And, you know, they split with Denver to go, and you know, 2 weeks. You know, unfortunate, I think, what happened to them in Omaha. But it's a very good team. I think both teams match up very well. I think they're similar teams. They're young, and but they skate well, and they compete, and you know, they're thinking the same thing. They need to make a stand, and we need to make a stand. So I think you're going to see great hockey. You're going to be very competitive, and but this is a huge weekend for us. We need to separate ourselves and give ourselves a chance to move up in the standings. And you're at home, and we've played well here, so we need to come here and get our points, and then we have an open weekend. We get some bodies back heading into North Dakota after that.
You getting anybody back this weekend?
I don't know. I'm still day to day. A lot of guys are day to day, and you know, it's tough to, you know, maybe tomorrow things will be better, but as of right now, it looks like status quo.
Yeah, they have 320-plus point guys. So, as you said, a lot like you guys, they have a really good top line. But as far as the way they play, what stands out to you? How is Miami different than a Western Michigan, than a Duluth, than some of the other teams in the NCHC?
I think they have, I guess everybody has good power, but they're the top five in the country. And I think they live a lot on their power play. And I think we need to make sure we're disciplined and not run to the box here and make sure that we don't give them that game that they want to play. They're a team that their special teams are, I look at them and they're at the top in both categories. So we have to make sure we're disciplined and make sure that we're not, we have to win the special teams battle. I think they're a very, very good team, like I said, in both of those categories. So I think it's going to be a key to the weekend.
Yeah, after this, as you mentioned, a bye week, and then that little school in Grand Forks followed by DU. So a big time stretch here for the CC Tigers, but another day in the NCHC. Mike, really appreciate the time. Go get him this weekend.
Thanks, Ryan.
Mike Haviland, head coach of the CC Tigers, joining us here on Drive Time Sports. As I mentioned, 7:30 puck drop against Miami on Friday. And then Saturday, it's a 4 o'clock start, the early bird special. It's not necessarily for the seniors, although they're all welcome. It's because they're doing a lot of cool stuff for your kiddos. Kids tickets start at just $5. All the kids through the gates are going to get a Trevor Gooch growth poster. We have one now in the studio that we are displaying prominently. We have had to retire the Sam Rothstein one, but we got the new one up here in the studio, and I'm sure your kids will love to get one of those and hang them on their doors or in their walls at home. So if you're like me with a couple of young kids, those 7:30 puck drops, you're really pushing young guys at that time. nice that there is the Saturday option at 4 o'clock against cctigers.com or the Broadmoor World Arena box office.